أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا، فلما أخذتهم الرجفة قال رب لو شئت أهلكتهم من قبل وإياي، أتهلكنا بما فعل السفهاء منا، إن هي إلا فتنتك تضل بها من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء، أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 155 of Surah Al-A'raf. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come back with the alwah, with the tablets, he now presented the rules and the ahkam to the Bani Israel, and hence the Bani Israel ought to have accepted that this is the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who is now transmitting to us, conveying to us the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and hence they ought to have accepted this message from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that it is the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But then the Bani Israel, they said that we will not accept this until we hear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say to us clearly that this is the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not something that has been written by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam turned towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then the command from Allah Rabbul Izzat had come, that come with 70 people from the Bani Israel, then I will make the declaration that these tablets, this alwah is from me, and they should hold firm onto it, they should accept it, they should say sami'na wa ata'na, we've heard, we've obeyed, and they should begin to fulfill the command and the ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala into it. So hence Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had chosen 70 individuals from the Banu Israel, and this is the ayat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains what happened then. وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَى قَوْمَهُ 70 رَجُلًا لِمِيقَاتِنَا. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had chosen 70 men to come, to bring them to the promised place, to the promised time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again chose Tur Sinin, Mount Tur, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, this is the place, this is the time, these 70 people, 70 men should come over there. فَلَمَّا أَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَ قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ أَهْلَكْتَهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَإِيَّايِ. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, like in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains that when they had come there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it clear that this is from me, this is my revelation upon you, you should hold firmly upon it, and you should accept this revelation, and you should abide, fulfill, and follow the commandments in it. But then these 70 men began to say to Allah, to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that how sure are we that this is Allah speaking, it is not someone else, it is not something else. We want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly. And in seeing Allah ta'ala openly, then we will believe that this is now from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously now the insolence, the arrogance had reached the peak. And that peak Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not tolerate. That peak Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا أَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَ. Then when the rajfa had got hold of them, in other words, an earthquake that had taken place, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to it as a thunderbolt. In other words, both happened at the same time, and then they fell either dead or as though they were dead, in other words, either lifeless completely, or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created a different scene for them where they were not in the state of death, but they were dead and not alive. And hence Allah says that this had happened to them. But then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now had another challenge. that he's taken 70 people from the Bani Israel away from their own people. Now for him to go back and to say to his people that I've taken these 70, this is what happened, and they have all died, that becomes difficult now for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. How is he going to face the Bani Israel? So once again, he turns towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he says to Allah, Rabbi law shi'ta ahlaktahum min qablu wa iyyai. O Allah, if you so desired, then you could have destroyed us, me and them, all together before this. In other words, before we had come separated from the Bani Israel, you could have done that. Atuhlikuna bima fa'ala sufaha'u minna. O Allah, are you going to destroy us because of what the foolish had done from amongst us? Yes, this is an act of foolishness in the first instance that they wanted to hear Allah. Now the second instance, they want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In hiya illa fitnatuk. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam understood that this is a great trial from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said that this is nothing but your trial that you have put us to test from this. Tudhillu biha man tasha wa tahdi man tasha. And in these trials, in these tests that Allah Ta'ala had put us through, then, O Allah, you deviate through it whom you so desire, and you give guidance through it whom you so you desire. Now this is a particular instance of the Bani Israel, but you and I also go through this type of tests from time to time by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And it is sometimes through this test that we will gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala if we fulfill the command of Allah. And sometimes through these tests of life, if we disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we sway away from Allah, then obviously that becomes a means of deviating from the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then had given these people life once again, and then they had returned to their people. But completing the dua of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, Anta waliyuna, O Allah, you are our protector. O Allah, you are our protector. In other words, there is no one that can protect us. There is no wali, there is no guardian besides Allah Ta'ala. Faghfir lana warhamna. Then O Allah, forgive us, and O Allah, have mercy upon us. Wa anta khayrul ghafirin. And O Allah, you are the best of those who forgive. Insan, man may forgive another person, but generally insan, man will not forget. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also never forgets. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala totally wipes out, Allah ta'ala obliterates, and we will never hear about that sin again from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is that ghafir, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafiru dham. Allah ta'ala forgives sins. Let us also turn towards Allah Ta'ala and seek forgiveness from Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.